Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett, making his weekly stop. Seth, how you been, buddy?
What's going on, my man? Getting ready for some day baseball?
Yeah, a little bit. The Brewers taking on the chin. The Brewers got shut out for the first time all season yesterday, but they're back at it today. Christian Yelich has some back spasms, so that's concerning. But
and Braun's out of the lineup, too.
And Braun's out today. They always do that, day game after night game, just to kind of manage his health. And although he's been on a tear as of late, so he's been hitting the cover off the ball. But
yeah.
But they're hanging in there. They're two games back. And you know, I look at what the Cubs are doing, and the Cubs are getting clutch hitting now. Guys are kind of hitting their baseball card. They're pitching. Quintana's got a revital. What's that?
You see the ninth inning there?
I did not see the ninth inning. I was watching a Bucks game last night.
Did you happen to hear the radio call?
I did. I heard it on my way in this morning.
You know who it was?
Yes.
Zach Zaidman.
Yep. Zach Zaidman was calling it last night. I was listening to Zach this morning, as a matter of fact. Zach was on with their morning show down there at, I think it's The Score in Chicago. I was listening to him do some stuff, yeah.
I didn't hear that, but I told him, I said, you were on in New York. And he says, I didn't do anything in New York. I said, no, you were on in New York.
Oh.
They play these clips.
There you go.
I said, that's my boy right there.
So the Cubs right now, I mean, you look at Quintana. Quintana has revitalized his career. He's turned it around. You're starting to get some pitching out of Yu Darvish. It looks like their rotation is keeping, you know, teams away from their bullpen. But, you know, the funny thing is everybody talks about velocity and pitch velocity and pitch zone and all the sabermetrics, and they don't have anybody that's really lighting it up at 97, 98 miles an hour. They're just getting it done with spotting their pitches. Is this group of people now against the sabermetrics of the way things are supposed to be in Major League Baseball? Have we got into the analyzation of numbers so much that we're forgetting just about baseball in general?
No, you know, that's funny. I thought you weren't going there. No, I think what's happening with the Cubs specifically is they're just getting execution. And that was the whole thing about the Cubs. The only people that were panicking were the Cubs. Like, nobody in baseball was saying that this team's not going to be there at the end. And, you know, right now what you're seeing, and it's, you know, when next we speak, it'll be post-Memorial Day, and we'll be looking at standings. It's going to be a three-team race.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a major difference in the NL Central, and, you know, today's a perfect example. The NL Central doesn't have a dog in the fight. There's no Baltimore Orioles. There's no Miami Marlins in this. They're all quality teams. Cincinnati doesn't stink, and neither does Pittsburgh, for that matter, even though their run differential is not good. So the reality of it is to me, this division, and the Cubs know it, the Cardinals know it, and I hope the Brewers know it, is this is going to come down to head-to-head and interdivisional. And, you know, you can talk to me about all the other aspects of it. My attitude on the Chicago Cubs is they have to win the head-to-heads just like the Brewers do.
I completely agree with you. I know people talk about the schedule because Craig Counsell doesn't want to talk about the easier schedule down the road. And yes, you have teams with sub-500 records that you're finally going to face, but yesterday's an example of that. You're facing a good Reds team with Sonny Gray on the hill. You can't play to run to save your life. Your offense looks rather inept. And you get beat by a team that's seven games back.
No, but watch the games. That's all I ask. I watched Sonny Gray. He was good.
Right.
He was good. Sometimes you tip your cap to the other team.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What I have trouble accepting is when nobody's come out and all of a sudden shut you out. Here's an example. I'll use the example in Miami. Miami called up this kid. I couldn't even tell you his name off the top of my head. Throws a two-hitter, complete game, 89-pitch shutout. You can't lose to that guy. You can lose to Sonny Gray.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that it's acceptable. It's just Sonny Gray made pitches, and he got these guys out. Plus, you have no Christian Yelich in the lineup. So the fact of the matter is I don't over-process what yesterday was, nor am I going to make this game a giant game, but the collective. It's the collective of 19 against the Reds, 19 Pirates, 19 Cardinals, 19 Cubs. You have to be above 500 in that matchup. And if your interdivisional record is above 500, you're playing meaningful baseball in September.
Got to ask you, is there anybody that's going to catch the Dodgers out west? They're starting to run away with that division. San Diego is certainly not going to be the team, and Arizona looks to be lackluster. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
But last year at the All-Star break, it was, could the Dodgers get back in it?
Right.
So let's just see. Here's there's one team I'm still watching. It's the Rockies. And by the way, can I give a shout out to their Twitter account? Did you see the tweet yesterday?
Was that the one with the snow?
It's snowing, and they did a split screen of Coors Field and PNC Park where the Rockies are. And it said, "Thank you, scheduling gods." That was very funny.
Yeah, I did see the snow yesterday. I wasn't sure because I saw that, and Major League Baseball also retweeted that yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it was just really sharp. Like, I'm very critical of teams' social media accounts because, and I think your audience will appreciate this, there are people with full-time jobs to play around on Twitter.
Right.
So all I ask is for excellence, because if you're a franchise, don't tick me off. The franchises can't tick me off. And there are some really, really bad accounts. I don't want to start throwing teams under the bus, but there are teams. First of all, don't call them we. I hate that. And you can be self-deprecating. Don't be afraid to be self-deprecating online, because people relate to that. It makes you human.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think there's a human element to Twitter. And when a team does it, I root for the Rockies' Twitter account more than I root for the Rockies.
And I can see that. I can see that. Hey, going over to the American League side, obviously the Yankees, they withstood all the injuries. And they still have some.
They still have a lot. Yeah.
But is this team that good, or is that division just not?
No. The Yankees are a very interesting case because they deserve a lot of credit, because they have had star after star after star go down. But what they've done is they've been able to have situational hitting. And it's a lost art. We talk about this all the time, you and I. And what they've been able to do is get key hits at key times. What I throw caution to, and I don't know that, I don't think this is a manager thing. I don't think this is something that we're going to talk about a manager or whatever. I think the fact of the matter is that we are going to find that the Yankees, when they get Stanton and Judge back, are they going to sit back and wait for home runs? Because how in human nature would you not just wait for that? And if you do, that's going to bite them. I don't think they have won anything. As a matter of fact, I think that they have as much of a dogfight. First of all, if you're the Red Sox, this season's far from over. And if you're the Rays, keep going, please. Challenge those two teams, because that was the thing about last year. Last year stunk because even though the Rays won 90 games, they finished like 12 games out. Make the Rays relevant and force the Yankees and Red Sox to do something.
That's just it. The Red Sox were supposed to be the team that was going to be right back there all over again, and they got off such a horrific start. They've actually kind of climbed back towards this thing.
Yeah, I wasn't. Remember, we talked about that.
Right.
To me, the Red Sox were okay. Price was not right. Sale. That's funny. Sale was not good. Price was not right, and Sale was not good. You could talk about a car dealer right there.
Mm-hmm.
The idea was, as long as Chris Sale's healthy, the Red Sox will be better. And Mookie Betts came out and said, "I'm better than this." I love when players say that stuff. Like, that does not mean I'm giving up on him, but they have the talent. They're a really talented bunch. There's no reason why they couldn't improve. So it was just a matter of if. And to be honest, it's really a matter of when. I think the Red Sox are there down the stretch. I think the Yankees are going to hang in there. But I want to see Tampa stay in it just to be relevant enough to push those teams so that they can't take their foot off the gas. And at trade deadline, both those teams will be buyers.
I wanted to ask you, is Minnesota that good, or is that division just that bad?
It's both.
Okay.
First of all, unlike the NL Central, the AL Central has dogs. Like, you know, to be able to play Kansas City as often as you do, that's a blessing. The problem is, with the Kluber injury, the Indians are still a better team on paper. Because if you move all their starters up a slot, remember, They had a bona fide one, right, which is something Minnesota did not have in Corey Kluber. He's out for the year. So now what happens? Well, the reality of it is their 2-3-4 now becomes their 1-2-3, still better than what Minnesota has. And so that's the reality. I have heard all the rumors about Dallas Keuchel. The minute the draft is over, Dallas Keuchel to the Twins. That's a great addition because I think with the loss of Kluber, they see the eye on the prize. But they have to recognize that their roster is not good enough. And if they are going to challenge, I don't care how well they're playing. The fact of the matter is they – Siri is responding to me. If they are going to be the team and make that final push through the dog days of August, they need reinforcements.
Mm-hmm.
And I think their front office knows it. And what they can't do – is just look at this and say, well, wait a minute, this is our division to be had. It's not that simple.
Always good, my friend. Any other direction you thought we were going to go today?
Can I plug a podcast?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mike McCarthy from the Sporting News on the state of the media. It's a fascinating discussion. I'll give you two debates. Cord cutting versus cable.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast versus radio.
Okay.
Really interesting. And Game of Thrones review on the Hall of Justice. And I can promise you this, I'm not on it because I've never seen that show.
Well, there you go. Okay.
So I got pinch hitters. And they did a great job, so I'm trying to give them a plug.
Fantastic. Good stuff. All right. Well, there you have it. And where do they find the podcast, by the way?
Just anywhere you find podcasts. And if you follow me on Twitter, I tweet the links all the time.
He sends it out all the time. Seth, always good. We'll talk to you again next week, pal.
You got it, my man.
All right, buddy. See you. There you go. Seth Evans, our National Baseball Insider. Joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.